Hey guys, quick disclaimer. This video was originally made with Reels in mind, so we shot in portrait mode for phone screens. But then when I went to upload it on YouTube, YouTube said that all like portrait mode videos had to be the YouTube shorts. But that was too long to be a short, so like basically it wouldn't let me upload it. So to work around that and make it the right size, I put Minecraft parkour next to it just to like fill up the screen. Pretty unserious, but I was a way to fill the screen. And I don't know, maybe it'll help some people's attention span, even though the video is only like 3 minutes. But yeah, I hope you enjoy the video.
Hey guys, my name's Kate, and I'm going to take you through Emory's Claremont campus. Starting here on main campus at the Woodruff Circle bus loop, we're on bus C. This is the route that consistently runs between Claremont and Maine. First, we'll check out the Undergraduate Residential Center, or the URC, which is housing for upperclassmen in a shared space apartment style. To our right here, we have building D of the URC. Headed to our left, we'll reach the Student Activity and Academic Center, or the SAC. Now let's take a look at the rest of the URC area. Here's Building B. We've now reached parking for the URC, along with the rest of the residential units. Behind us, right next to where we came from, we have Claremont Tower. Heading back towards the center of campus, here's the front of Claremont Tower. From the top, you'll get a good view of the surrounding area, and the building looks out onto this green. Passing the Activity Center again, we'll now head for the CRC, or the Claremont Residential Center, which is another set of residential buildings for upperclassmen, also in apartment style. On the way, we'll pass the pool. Here's a look at the pool area. Follow the path forward, and we're now at the residential buildings of the CRC. We'll be passing H space here, which is a small shared common area with resources like printers and music rooms. And here are the tennis courts that sit facing the residential buildings. Continuing down the path, you'll see this sand pit here for volleyball. And all along here are our residential buildings. This brings us to the side of campus that's accessible from the main road. This is what you'll see if you're driving, the public entrance to Claremont here at Starvine and Dooley Drive. From here, you can head up this path to the street accessible side of the CRC. Here we have Building E, and to our left we have the American Cancer Society's Hope Lodge. Continuing forward, we reach the parking lot for the CRC. The lot is also accessible at this next entrance by residential buildings F and G. Follow the path forward around the residential buildings and you can actually take a look at a bit of lull water here. This is the back of the CRC with a green space that can be seen by the units. Continue all the way around and we're back at Claremont Tower. We were just standing in Dooley's Circle where pickups and drop-offs can happen. Here's the Student Activity and Academic Center again, and now we're headed back towards the bus stops. And there it is, Route C, to take you right back to main campus.